On Thursday, the Philadelphia Orchestra opens its new season with its new music director, Yannick Nezet-Séguin, at the podium. It's a new beginning for an organization that has endured a tumultuous past several years. In truth, Yannick had begun to stamp his personality on the orchestra more than 2 years ago when his appointment was announced. In the time since, his relationship with the orchestra's musicians, its audience and potential audience has blossomed. Yannick is young, charismatic and full of energy, and, as he explained to me backstage at the Kimmel Center, more than ready to oversee the next chapter in the ensemble's already storied history. So the time has finally arrived when you get to step onto the podium as the music director, but there's a sense around here that you've been around here a lot longer than you have. Is it significant?
Yeah, it is, because it's as significant as a fortissimo after a crescendo. And we tried to shape this as a crescendo for the past 2 years, and I think we succeeded, but you're right. Then it's good to have this sense of already comfortable and natural, and not only question marks of how is it going to work. But still, the real beginning has a lot of significance because it will shape what is to come in a more defined way. But I also like the fact that people know a little bit more what to expect, which means that we make better music right from the start, which means that the level is so high that we can even go higher.
Well, you're getting the orchestra really at the height of their artistic powers. They're as good as they've maybe ever been.
Yeah, I realize this, and this is obviously a great tribute to Charles Dutoit and a great tribute to the musicians themselves, who were in difficult times not only holding, but even using, I guess, the tough times as a fuel to show even more what they were capable of. But this electricity, and combined with the electricity of our meeting, is something which is crucial for all the project that we have. And the project being getting more people in the concert hall, because they can be proud of their orchestra, because they can relate to, because they can come and live something special. And whatever we're doing about concert environment and visual enhancements, and whatever we do for new audiences and programs which are more varied, this is all irrelevant if that electricity is not really there. And that's why the fact that it's at the highest level of artistic power is just, you know, in a way it's an achievement, but to me it's only the beginning. You know what I mean? It's what will make all the rest possible.
Even before you were, well, when we knew that you were going to be the next music director, you began by doing things that music directors don't normally do. Family concerts, a lot of private events, a lot of meeting with the subscribers, a lot of one-on-one time with the audience. Surely you can't sustain that. I mean, you can't go forward and be expending all your energy on these off-stage activities and these lesser important activities.
Why not? Why not? I think, okay, whether or not it's to shake 2,000 hands after every concert, or whether it's post-concert conversation, whether it's going and meet the marketing team, going to meet the people who are from Ticket Philadelphia and sell tickets, going in the schools and talk with the kids, going... yes, okay, maybe it's a lot to do, but sometimes it doesn't take so much just to create this really open environment, which is important, that people feel that they can reach me, they can touch me, they can feel me. And it's, of course, that doesn't mean that I can go and have dinner with everyone, but I don't think that's the point. I think the point is to make everybody welcome, feel welcome, to own his or her orchestra. And I'm ready to sustain this as much as I can. I mean, as many hours, you know, I've been trying to figure out if we could add and become days in Philadelphia, which are 26 hours long. But I mean, apparently, no, we have to stick to 24. But it's okay. You know, I'm only 37. I'm at the strongest that I'll, you know, ever be. And hopefully will remain very fit in order to have this. But for me, it's not a contradiction. It's not making music and then making all of these activities. To me, it's all part of the same thing, which is to communicate, to share, and this is what music is about.
Yannick Nezet-Séguin. He conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra in 4 concerts in the coming week. Thursday's season opener featuring Renee Fleming, then 3 performances of the Verdi Requiem on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.